This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I can't say that. I, with no part of me can I come back and say this is all on JB Bickerstaff and they were terribly coached and got here on talent. I'm sorry. That is like the simplest boiled down solution of just not truth possible. Like, you know, it feels like one of those things that you were told in school a whole bunch of times, and then you got out in the real world and learned that, like, oh yeah, this was caused by like a litany of things and not just one singular thing. You know, that's kind of what it feels like with this. No, it's maturity. It's Darius Garland putting weight back on, putting some muscle back on so he could play better. It's Evan Mobley becoming more comfortable. It's Evan Mobley having the ball in his hands a little bit more and using more of what he can do. It's Donovan Mitchell taking a half step back and looking more efficiently than it is, I'm just got to carry this team every single night again and again and again. And it's an offense, you know, an offensive tactician that can move things all over the place. It's Ty Jerome being able to come in off the bench and be a pass-first point guard that this team didn't have since Ricky Rubio, that you could come in and run a different kind of offense with Ty Jerome in there. Like, it's all of those things combining. It's Dean Wade, until last night, playing really well until he got banged up a little bit. It's fine. It happens. It's a long season.
Let's take your focus away from the Browns. Is this kind of like, I mean, I'm just being honest. Can the Cavaliers take your focus away from the Browns right now? Is it possible to go all in? I got 15 heads from Walsh Jesuit here all shaking their heads saying yes, that maybe we should be focusing more on the Cavaliers than we are on the Browns. Yeah, the thing about it is, you know, because the Browns only play 17 games and it feels like that's all they're going to play, like I would bet my house on it, that that's all they're going to play this season, that it's such a special and unique time that when they have their one win, it lasts for a week. And then all of a sudden you get back on board with the Browns after a week. It's hard to ignore what's going on with the Cavaliers right now. I mean, they're not in your face. They should be, right? I go back and I don't know why I'm so hung up on thinking about, is this just a coaching change? But man, they're playing the game the right way. And it's hard to, like,
they're
it's hard for me
without
to
without the ball.
Yeah, it's hard to nitpick what they're doing right now, because if you are, that's what you're doing. You know, when you turn to the guy, and I thought Brad Sellers said this best after the game last night. He said they were in a position, or maybe it was Jim Jones. It might have been Jim Jones right at the end of the game when he said, "Look where they were, Pelicans hanging around a little bit in this game, and then they went to their closer, and you come up with a couple 3-point plays down the stretch, and the next thing you know, you've got to win." And they figured out the formula for success. You know, you got, what, 50 off the bench last night? 50. So, you know, they got the Warriors next. And, you know, the Warriors, you know, think about this, that they're eyeing down the Warriors start right now, right? It's still early. It's 9, right? We're at 9. We're looking for 10, and 10 would be the Warriors. So if you're looking to make real history, I mean, they started the season 24-0. In 15-16.
I forgot about that.
24-0.
Wow. I totally forgot about that. You're right.
So 9 just kind of seems like an appetizer compared to that.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's going to be all kinds of fun. And Jared Allen addressed the media yesterday, had this to say when it came to one of the things that we're talking about, which is the idea that they went into this offseason and they didn't make a whole lot of moves. They just kind of brought everybody back with a different mindset. Audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network, Ohio. Caris LeVert backed up the same exact idea in a postgame press conference.
And maybe that's just this team that's been together for a year now, at least a little bit more than a year, as they, you know, some guys have been around for a little bit while, but you know, you get another season under your belt. You understand the concept of, you know, where a guy's going to be before he gets there. And Kenny has really implemented this, let's get that ball moving, don't let it – I'm telling you, it's everything that we watched last year with the problems fixed. And it's, in some ways, we were looking for reasons to sit here and say, oh, well, this is why this isn't working, and they can't get by Boston, or they can't get by Philly, or, uh-oh, look at this, the Knicks are there. Now, is it going to last all season like this? I don't know. We've got a lot of harmony, and a lot of people are thinking before the trade deadline, there's just no way that they can, you know, make it through the entire season with the way they're playing. Now when you watch it, you're like, maybe they can.
And the big words there were continuity.
Yeah.
In a league where continuity is completely falling apart. I mean, we're talking about a sport where every single offseason, some star player basically walks up to the front office and says, I want out. Like, every single time. Klay Thompson was the perfect example. Klay Thompson basically just walked up and was like, I need to get out of Golden State. I am not going to take a pay cut. I got to get out of here. Like, we're in this world where these guys, after a while, are just like, I can't fix this. I want out. Get me out of here now. And then they get traded. Here's a Cavs team that has stayed together. And while we have sat there and went, well, you know, there's overlap between the two big guys. Well, you can't win with two undersized guards. You know, Andy, I don't like the setup of 2-6-1 guards. Like, how many times have we heard that from a guy who's not here right now? And then yeah. I would say that right back to
it's duplication of skills, duplication. Now it doesn't feel that way.
Now it doesn't feel that way because the continuity, these guys have learned how to play together. And maybe we all questioned Kobe Altman and we all sat there going, oh my gosh, are you serious? You're going to sit here in the entire offseason. You're going to do nothing. You're not going to move Darius Garland to San Antonio and bring back, you know, Sochan or Johnson or any of those other guys that could give a little bit of length and a little bit more, you know, fill the need that this roster has. Instead, you're going to run it back. Are you serious? Are you nuts? You're not going to move Jared Allen for Brandon Ingram? You're not going to do those things? No, we're sticking with this because I want to see what it looks like.
I wonder how much of this is on Mitchell coming back too, right? I mean, last year you play and...
That's a good point.
You know, you play this game and we lived it with LeBron. Like, oh, is LeBron coming back next year? And, uh-oh, we can't lose LeBron. And really, we couldn't. But... it was, you know, is he going to, and then it felt like he was holding the franchise, you know, kind of up in the air and all of us in limbo trying to figure out what was going to happen the next season, especially when they weren't winning championships, right? So now Mitchell says he commits. He said he laughed at all the stories that were out there about him going back to New York and him doing this and that. And he find out that he actually did like it here. But I also think an important part of his well-being here in Cleveland is making sure you're not running him out there for the entire game. Last night, yeah, he had 34 minutes, but Jared Allen had 35. Should he have 30 minutes a game? Yeah, of course he should.
Yeah, he's a starter in the NBA.
Yeah, and he's your superstar, right? But should he have enough rest to be able to give you the kind of finish that he had last night? And I don't think we were seeing that last season. I think, and this, my one huge knock on JB especially was that he was playing every game like it was game 7 of the NBA Finals, where every night now when you go back and look at the box score the next day, it's 10 guys out there. And he could go deeper if he wants to. But there's 10 guys, and every guy's having fun. And like I said last night, you were listening, and like when I heard the post-game interviews on the radio last night, Tristan Thompson's like dumping water on Darius Garland in the middle of the interview. And it's just, you know, the whole pie in the face thing when you're watching the Indians slash Guardians, when you know those guys are having fun. These guys are not only having fun, they're moving the basketball, they're playing the way the coach wants them to, they're spreading out the playing minutes, and they're also taking turns being the leader on the floor when they need a big basket. And they also know how to find that hot hand at the end of the game. And we've seen that several times in this 9-0 run. They're able to find the guy that's hot, and that's what they're banking on. It's really like you can't sit here and complain about anything, really.
No,
I have nothing to complain about with this team.
No,
and let me check myself. Yeah, that's me. I have nothing to complain about.
You can't. I mean, 9-0 kind of speaks for itself, but more than anything else, like Everyone is involved. We can't sit here anymore and go, oh, Evan Mobley needs the ball in his hands. Evan Mobley needs to do this. And then have the other side come back going, well, yeah, well, Evan Mobley does have the ball in his hands. And he doesn't know what to do with it. Like, we can't even have those arguments anymore because this right now is humming. Again, the first game, I'll never forget tuning in and seeing Evan Mobley bring the ball up the floor. And I'm like, what is happening? This should not be happening. Why are we letting a 7-foot guy bring the ball? And then it worked. And it looked good, and he made the right pass, and he set up the fast break, and he did all of that different stuff. It's like, okay, never mind. I'll hush. You people are smarter than me. You win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It has been fun, it's been awesome, and I think it continues. And this Golden State game is going to be a bellwether game due to the fact that they've never been the best at guarding those kind of 6-1 guards who are a little shifty and can find their own shots. Those are the people you look at with Darius Garland and go, all right, you got to stay in front of them. You can't be Dame Lillard on defense here. You have got to stay in front of these guys, and you got to go at it. And we'll see. Buddy Hield's been shooting the lights out too. So it's the same exact thing there. So we'll see. This is going to be a bellwether game. I'm pumped.
I look at there's a column on ESPN. It's not wins. It's not box score. It's not streak. It's not leading score. No.
Celebrations?
Nope. My favorite column when I go through ESPN is how much are tickets for the next game? And it just tells you what fans are thinking in a lot of ways. And so they always have this tickets as low as blank. Golden State, tomorrow night, tickets as low as 49.
Woo!
That's the second most expensive game I see here. At home, it might be the most expensive game I see here. Until they go to Boston. What do you got? You got anything else? All right. Let's come back. We'll bring in our good friend Nick Kostos. He's going to give us all kinds of information on gaming, especially tonight's big battle in the AFC North. Plus, we'll be talking about the Browns. Jamel White's going to join us at noon. Seth DeVolve at 1 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.